This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2260. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave, on this edition recorded September 12th. Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Canada, Chile, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Finland, France, Germany, Grenada, Japan, Korea North, Mexico, Mongolia, Myanmar, New Zealand, North America, Palau, Peru, Russia, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In Australian DX News, listeners inside Australia report hearing the low-power private station called Shortwave Australia. Craig Seeger heard it on 2310 kHz, September 4th at 1039 with old-time music. A fair signal and very enjoyable programming. The other frequency, 4835 of Shortwave Australia in Bendigo, is reported by Rob Wagner. August 25th at 0935, light classical music, excellent audio and strong signal. And he says this station has been well heard by Ed Tilbury in Soldovia, Alaska, on multiple occasions. From something called UHF Hold on Telegram, via Rusty X, filed under Belarus and non, about free radio broadcasting. It seems there are three different frequencies available, but from two different transmitter sites, one of which is the radio center in Minsk, Belarus, and the other is the radio center Selyatino, which is in Moscow Oblast, Russia. Anyhow, 6850 and 5845 with 2.5 kilowatts from Selyatino and a reserve frequency 3940. While at the Minsk Radio Center, they're running 20 kilowatts on 6850 and 3940. And they describe the program contents as follows on the three frequencies. On 3940, which has been widely heard, music wave radio. On 5845, music wave radio or Russian rock music. And on 6850, the UHF hold program. They say radio plays are also planned. We will prepare archival nostalgic programs for broadcast, and you will receive them on your radio receivers and transceivers. I'll have more about this later under Russia. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil reports some of the private or unofficial stations on shortwave in Brazil. On 9290, Radio Araucaria, September 1st at 2301, with Sertanejo music. On 6150, Radio Saturno, September 2nd at 2147. ID is a sua melhor companhia. And some music by Sting. On 7550, Radio Ameixinha, September 3rd at midnight 6 with rock music. On 6135, Radio Scala, SCALLA, September 6th at 2303 with instrumental music, Bossa Nova Pavarotti, with rapid signal variations not caused by propagation. And on 8000 even, Radio Casa, September 8th at midnight 15, with a ballad by Maria Carey and Michael Jackson music, an ID as Radio Casa 8000, a melhor e mais ouvida. Via remote in Brazil, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports an unID shortwave signal ranging from 6038 to 6044. This was 0450 UT on September 11th. But what is it? I remember that already last March, Zaharis Yangas in Greece, via remote, had identified this as a spur out of 5940 nominal Vos Missionaria. At that time, he was measuring them on 5843.1 and 6037.05. If you get a pair of spurs like that, you can easily compute where they're coming from halfway between them. And Rudolfi Grimm currently also agrees that's what it is, 5842.31 and 6037.69 he was hearing coming out of 5940 Radio Voz Missionaria in Curitiba, Paraná. For the exact frequency of the fundamental of Voz Missionaria, Wolfgang Büchel measured that via remote in Alberta at 0401 September 11th on 5939.945. Dan Robinson in Maryland reports another Brazilian pirate on 991.10, Voz Evangelica, a really fine level into Ottawa, and fair level to Northern Maryland remotes, straight religious music, no IDs. He tried remotes in Brazil, but they were not as good as the one in Ottawa. Heard from 2330 UT September 11th, and it went off about a minute past midnight UT on the 12th. And they had a waterfall image that looked a lot like a representation of Jesus. In NRCDX News, John Perkins in Alberta, after hearing the Overcomer Ministry on KXL 1540 Iowa, looked at the website of the Overcomer and found this note. The ministry is expanding shortwave outreach with new 300,000-watt transmitters that will cover the entire world from Bulgaria, along with transmitters in Florida, Maine, and Tennessee, and AM and FM stations. New 300-kilowatt shortwave transmitters in Bulgaria. Can anyone confirm that? That would be unusual. Spaceline already has several 100 and 250s in Bulgaria. Cambodia Non, in the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois, reports on 13870 FEB Cambodia, the voice of love in Phnom Penh. That's where their studio is, but it's via the Philippines. Heard at 1240 UT on September 7th in Khmer. Rustic band fanfare at 1250. Then a schlocky organ music and mellow Khmer romantic duet with a high-pitched wail. A familiar sign-off sequence at 1254. At 1255, ethnic music on a stringed instrument. An extended, dreamy, familiar FEBC Cambodia theme music, sounding like mandolin lead over piano. At 1300, FEBC interval signal, repeating on vibes until the plug pulled 50 seconds later. He says, glad to see this one still there. They are very friendly at the studio and enjoy listener mail, and they will QSL. See the website febcambodia.org for the About Us, Our History. As previewed last week, we heard the fourth anniversary show of Pop Shop Radio Canada via Wolverton, UK, on 11990, UT September 10th at 0300. And Tony Pavick sent me an EQSL with a very interesting illustration. He explains, the mural was painted by Ginkim Productions, that's G-I-N-K-Y-M, as a backdrop for a TV series that had an episode filmed here in Hope, B.C. It is on the side of the Kingpin Lounge on Wallace Street. The series is called Untamed, and I think it will air on National Geographic TV. The mural is to honor our First Nations people of the Stolo Nation. Hope was also the backdrop for the film Rambo, First Blood, starring Stallone. 40 years ago, he blew up a bridge in our Shell gas station. They replaced them after shooting the film. By the way, you can see my EQSL from them in my World of Radio QSL gallery via worldofradio.com. And now Tony Pavick adds there will be 2 hours of Pop Shop Radio on Channel 292 Germany 9670 on Saturday, September 14th, beginning at 21 UT. The first hour will be a repeat of the show that aired from Wolverton, and the second hour a repeat of a show that aired at 1600 on Wednesday. And the show at 21 UT will be beamed toward Australia. Here's a very interesting editorial you might want to read, found on Reddit, by Ray V3ZXC in the ODXA group. It's titled, The CBC Should Restore Radio Canada International to Its Former Glory, Starting with Shortwave Radio. The website starts with dominionreview.ca, and then look for that title. Walt Salmoni reports, The Chilean Pirate on 7535, audible in Masset, B.C. UT September 6th at 0320, for the first time hearing audio. They were playing Rocket Man and then some Spanish talk just above the noise floor, but it was off when he checked again around 0345. Ron Howard refers us to HF Underground, where there's a lot about Radio Compañía worldwide. A pirate from San Francisco, Chile, with 1 kilowatt. Consistently audible in Western North America, in the winter at least, and also somewhat in the East. Programming has been entirely relays of professional stations, radio and TV. It has existed since at least December 2012, and this website began in 1988. And there's more info on their Facebook page. A free radio station born from the unfortunate and constant disappearance of Onda Corta stations. Its mission is to keep Chile in the HF bands and to disseminate cultural, informative, and musical programming. It's one of the only stations in the country on shortwave after the closure of CBC Calera de Tango Broadcasting Center. And they have 2 different transmitter sites with ERPs of up to 150 or 1,000 watts. As of September 12th, I say that almost all Radio Havana Cuba shortwave frequencies have been missing at various random checks. We sometimes do hear them on 6000 or 15230, usually with technical problems. Also, some China relays remain, like 9790 and Rebelde on 5025. Furthermore, Rick Barton in Arizona says spy numbers have been missing. They came back briefly but disappeared again. His last recorded log was on August 3rd. Well, I say that's not surprising, since numbers and RHC obviously have been sharing the same transmitters, and now almost all of them must be broken. Cuba non. Bill Telford previews his From the Isle of Music program, a month and one now, for Saturday, September 14th. Featuring music from the academic category, concert soloist, chamber symphonic, from Cuarisco 2024. A rare opportunity to hear some Beethoven performed by Cuban virtuosos. Also Mozart, Telemann, and some Cuban composers. These are via Channel 292 Germany, Saturday, September 14th, for 1 hour at 17 UT, 9670 beam towards South Asia, at 19 on 3955 and 6070, omnidirectional for Europe and beyond, and at 23 UT, 9670, aim toward the Caribbean, but usable in much of the Americas. And exactly 1 week later, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot on the same schedule with Julio Cesar Pereira, who did the excellent Ginga Brazil show previously. It's the very distinctive music of Santa Catarina and Rio Grande do Sul. There are some countries in Latin America where television is still analog rather than digital, such as the Dominican Republic. Jim Thomas in WTFDA says, the DR analog blackout, end of analog TV broadcasting, did not happen on July 31st. We're puzzled as there are no official documents explaining the delay. The original ATSC Digital Version 1 broadcasts are supposed to begin on November 30th, after which analog signals cannot be on the air. I suppose that means that Channel 2 is still there, Tele Antillas, which makes it deaccessible by sporadic E or beyond. About Arctic Radio 252, that new low-power long-wave station planned in Finland at Inari, I-N-A-R-I. Kari Kallio in Finland refers us to their website, arcticradio.net, which says that they will begin test transmissions on October 1st, and thereafter, beginning October 3rd, broadcasting every weekend. And then on December 25th to 27th, Christmas specials, and on December 31st, a special year-end broadcast. In the British Studios Club, Dave Kenny also refers to their website. It says transmitter work is in progress, with a 1 kilowatt medium-wave transmitter being converted for long-wave by a radio tech. Current antenna setup is not effective enough, but will cover Inari on a temporary basis. Dave Porter replies that it would have been far better to have a top-of-the-band channel on medium-wave and try there for nighttime skywave. Wolfgang Büschel says one of the transmitters at Issoudun, France, varies way off frequency, like it does on 9490 for Radio Republica, but heard around 15115.116 at 1845 UT September 5th, with a Radio Japan relay in Japanese, which runs from 17 until 19 UT. Furthermore, that frequency was varying plus or minus 22 Hz, from 105 to 127 above 15115. Our World of Radio affiliate in Germany, shortwave Radio Vinson on the River Aller, also carries some other programming. You might check their website for previews, as Andy the engineer points out, such as the imaginary stations heard on some other outlets at shortwaveradio.de. That is on 6160 and 3975. From Harbor Light of the Windwards, 1400 kilohertz at Carriacou, Grenada, this via Idun's medium wave info. We were back on FM 92.3 by 25 July, that's after the hurricane hit, and on August 13th they resumed AM 1400 with about 400 watts, but they want to increase power to at least 1,000 watts. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2260, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Gershman in Rhode Island, who sent a contribution via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Following up last week, Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo says, Radio Nikkei Japan announced on September 5th in X that their second program on 6115 returned to normal power 50 kilowatts. Due to transmitter trouble, it had been on reduced power about 10 kilowatts since August 16th. Korea North, Tony Pavick in BC says, has anyone else noted the DRM transmission from Pyongyang on 6140 is just nothing, silence, a fairly strong signal, but nothing decodes beyond an unknown service. Many others checked it out with the same result. Ken Zicky says, are they using some funky codec? That would defeat decoding. Chris Mackerel says, perhaps a special mode that can only be decoded on the Great Leader's radio. Tony Pavick replies, I fail to see the whole purpose of North Korea using DRM, unless it's to say, yeah, yeah, see how advanced we are. After all, the regular AM transmissions, as in French on 11710 and KCBS on 11680, sound like rubbish at times. IRCA has published the new 27th edition for fall 2024 of the Mexican Log. It's extremely detailed, listing all AM stations, thanks primarily to Tim Hall. And there's a page dedicated to explaining the Spanish language by yours truly. It can be downloaded in PDF at the IRCA website. It's ircaonline.org. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports Voice of Mongolia's English program at 09 UT, August 25th. Tune in at 09:24, into Mongolian at 09:30, but as always, off frequency, 12.084.88. In the National Flash Sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on Tazin Radio, Myanmar, 7345. September 7th, a fair signal with music at 12:15, but underneath a stronger China, CNR 7. But it's easy to separate the two since CNR 7 is solely announcers chatting in Cantonese, while Tazin has extended music programs of moody romantic ballads. He says by 12:23 the two signals are co-equal. Tazin's ballad music easily covering Cantonese speakers at times. The Tazin with YLDJ talks in Burmese at 12:30. Orchestral theme and more sleepy romantic music. CNR 7 to gradually fade down and sometimes totally out, while Tazin Radio gradually peaks, 7345. I see that Radio New Zealand Pacific has again changed their shortwave schedule as of September 8th. According to their website, these are the frequencies and the time each one of them starts. At 1859, 11725. 1959, 15720. 2259, 17675. 459, 13690. 859, 9700. 1259, 7440, and 1651, 9700. All of those are in AM. They have a separate DRM schedule except on Saturdays. 1651 on 7425, 1759 on 9655, and 1859 to 2058 on 13840. However, on September 11th, Rodney Johnson, who monitors them every night, found that they stayed on 13690 instead of going to 9700. On September 12th at 0632, it sure sounded like the tones of Josiah on Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH on the air much later than usual on 7475 AM. At that time, there was interference on the plus side, so LSB tuning required. Via remote in California, Dan Robinson in Maryland was hearing the pirate supposedly just across the Arizona border in Mexico, most recently known as Hikari FM. This was September 5th at 2340 UT. So he wrote to the station, you have returned to 11514.90. That's the station previously known as Vostochnaya Zvezda. He says, thanks very much, Dan. There'll be no station IDs for now. I'm not sure what ID I should make. I apologize for the poor audio quality. I'm working on it. It turns out that it's impossible to modulate more than 50%. I am busy, so not sure if I can get any EQSLs out. I'm not sure what I want to put on it yet, but this is one of the reasons I went off the air in the first place. Meanwhile, I was also hearing his barely audible carrier at 0309 UT September 6th on 11514.9. Australian DX News, Rob Wagner reports on 15680 Hope Radio 4 in Medorn. The weekend only English service at 0215 to Southeast Asia and with live Mandarin translations. Well, this is the station in Palau, which he does not mention, and the specific island, according to the WRTH, is, remember this name, Babeldaob, B-A-B-E-L-D-A-O-B. It's not at all clear to me whether this is still considered U.S. territory. It was a station once known as KHBN, and FCC is still handling its registrations in HFCC. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports what is presumably Radio Logos in Peru on 4810, September 10th at 0716. And there's much more about it at the website ethnoma.org about ethnic radio partners. And see its own website, radiologoschazuta.com. That's all one word, C-H-A-Z-U-T-A. And now filed under Russia, more about that music wave radio, which we mentioned previously under Belarus, on 3940. In primetime shortwave, Patricio logged it on a new frequency, 13750, Sunday, September 8th at 1225. And on September 9th, Monday, Mark Haddam in the British DX Club found another new frequency, 17700, with 1960s oldies from 1405 and pop and reggae until cut off abruptly at 1450. Leslie Illingworth in Germany says, yes, I heard them in the afternoon on 13750, and by 1808 UT September 9th back on 3939.925, a Russian talk show to Europe. And Igor explains he is testing different frequencies to estimate propagation conditions for further transmissions. Marshall Real reports Solomon Islands heard Saturday, September 7th at 1102 on 5020 with news and a unique Calliope music introduction. It was relatively strong for SIBC on the East Coast in Maryland. Audible but had to use LSB to eliminate interference from Cuba. On September 10th, Ron Howard also heard SIBC, the voice of the nation, with that Calliope music intro to the news at 0801. And the news was in Pidgin. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports during the only English hour from Radio Taiwan International, 9405, the mailbag program called Status Update. This was at 1645 to 1658 on August 23rd, which was a Friday. We supposed the letterbox was only on Tuesday and or Wednesday. FCC watcher Ben Cobb reports that Far Side Communications of Dover, Delaware, has received its fourth license renewal for WL2XFU, quote, a program of experimentation to test and evaluate the utility to potential users of low-latency financial data delivered via HF technology. It's been operating 1,000-kilowatt stations in Aurora, Illinois, and Everett, Washington. Its license bands range from 4438 to 24890 kilohertz. That is just about every fixed-service band, excluding amateur, broadcast, maritime, and aeronautical. The FCC cautioned, this is for experimental purposes only. Provision of services is not permitted. Widely divergent and unrelated experiments must not be conducted under this license. The operation does not permit commercial service and stock trading. In a letter to the editor of Radio World, Dan Robinson, formerly of VOA, says about the close downs of the São Tomé and Mariana Islands relay stations on shortwave. Via anonymous sources, we knew for weeks about the closure, but neither VOA nor USAGM issued any public statement. So the closure of a major relay station was USAGM news, but the agency never publicly acknowledged it with a press release, nor did VOA. Apparently Radio Free Asia also did not issue any press release. This is a classic Washington effort to avoid public reaction, whether by U.S. taxpayers or from USAGM VOA viewers, users. And it's a familiar story to those of us who have followed the agency's blunders in recent years and carried out investigative reporting on them. Meanwhile, while the agency struggles with budget problems, VOA Director Mike Abramovitz, along with USAGM CEO Amanda Bennett, authorized even more money for salaries of top agency managers, bringing a storm of questions from rank-and-file employees who are quite frustrated with senior-level executives who already receive bonuses, raking in even more money. I wonder what has become of the Legends program on WRMI. I've been hearing a weak carrier on 5050, but no programming. And September 9th at 0215, the carrier was on 5051, not on 5050. It's supposedly scheduled from 01 to 04 UT. Medium Wave Circle in the UK has a new edition of RDMW, Radio Data Medium Wave, by William Scott WE7W, which they say is the definitive and most up-to-date tool for visualizing the broadcasting coverage of radio stations in North America. There are maps for each frequency showing the coverage areas and directional patterns. Latest 2024 version of this fantastic tool and data set. There's a small nominal charge to download it, about $3. Look for Radio Data MW or RDMW at their website, mwcircle.org. Ike Birbert, now in Birmingham, Alabama, reports a local pirate on 1710 kHz, called ARGH. I'm not sure if that's a call sign or an interjection. It was heard August 28th at 1731 UT midday on his car radio. A varied selection of music and also heard the following days and evenings. Non-stop music whenever he checks, mostly classic rock or oldies. Now about that experimental 1710 kHz station we mentioned last week, testing in Michigan but destined for New Mexico and already IDing as such. In IRCA, Peter Laws pulled more info about this out of FCC. It's registered in the name of one Chris Cox, K-O-C-K-S, in Lawrenceville, Georgia. It's a special temporary authorization for WX9XUP. Its purpose is to commercialize alternate PNT, position nav and timing solutions, to eliminate national overdependence on GPS. The station locations include White Sands Missile Range, New Mexico, near Socorro. It could be on 1710 with 60 watts ERP or 1610 with 52 watts. They say we need to test during nighttime when nearby broadcast stations are off or down. We need to deploy our own small 100-watt transmitters on WSMR for 3 weeks at night during the RF denial testing. We are working with the DOD to commercialize our terrestrial positioning system. Ron Howard and I are still hearing Radio Vanuatu on 7260. Of course, he hears it much better, and they cut off that frequency at exactly the same time, night after night, like September 9th and 10th, which is 23 seconds past 0658. At 0631, they have public service messages, intro and outro with indigenous drum music. 0659, they switch to 3945, for very poor reception even for Ron. Been hearing a fairly strong AM open carrier on 12195, even when there are hardly any signals inside the 25-meter broadcast band, such as September 5th at 0637, the 6th at 0310, and the 12th at 0623. What could it be? Propagation outlook from SWPC, ANKNSE's peaking at 25 and 5 on September 26th and 27th, with G1 minor storm levels. Solar flux rising from 210 September 18th to a peak of 240 by September 29th. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser, concluding World of Radio 2260 with a standard disclaimer.